Today we're building a clean Amen-style percussion layer in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the advanced way, not just chopping a break and hoping for the best. We want that pirate radio urgency, that pressure cooker energy, but we still want the mix to stay disciplined, club-ready, and readable. Think of this layer as a utility weapon. It should sit on top of your main drums and bass, add motion and attitude, and help the track feel like it's running hot without turning the whole arrangement into a mess. In drum and bass, especially darker styles, that balance is everything. If the break is too dirty, too wide, or too busy, it starts stealing power from the kick, snare, and sub. If it's too clean, it loses the soul, so the goal is controlled grit. First, start with a solid amen source and only focus on a short section. Don't process the whole break right away. Find a 1-bar or 2-bar loop with strong snare crack, a useful kick, and some ghost note movements. Those little details are what give the break life. Turn on warp in Ableton. For most break work like this, beats mode is the first place to try. If the sample is only slightly off-grid, beats will keep it punchy and rhythmic. Set the preserve value around 1/16th for crisp behavior. If the break is loose, place a few warp markers manually so the key hits land where you want them. The point is not to erase the groove. The point is to make the groove dependable enough that it can sit with a bass line and not wobble that arrangement. Now we clean up the frequency space. Drop EQ8 onto the break and start removing what the rest of the track already needs to own. High pass the break somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the source. That keeps low-end rumble and mud out of the way of the kick and sub. If the break feels boxy, cut a bit in the 250 to 500 Hz range. If the hats or top snaps are harsh, make a narrow cut somewhere in the 6 to 9 kHz area. And if the source has that fizzy brittle top that makes it sound cheap, gently low pass it above 14 to 16 kHz. This is a good teacher moment. Use the spectrum analyzer, but don't worship it. Let your ears make the final call. You're listening for clutter, not perfection. In DNB, muddy low mids can make the whole groove feel slower, even when the BPM is fast. So be ruthless. If a frequency pocket is blurring the kick or clouding the snare, remove it. A really useful advanced move here is to duplicate the break and split it into rolls. One version becomes the body, the other becomes the air. The body version can be more centered and more controlled. The air version can be high-passed harder and treated for sparkle or movement later. That gives you a lot more arrangement flexibility. Next, tighten the tail. If the break has too much room tone or floppy sustain, use gate after EQ8. Set the threshold so it opens for the hits and the useful ghost notes, but not for random mush. Keep the attack fast, around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Use a short hold so the transient stays natural, and adjust release until the groove still breathes. If you gate too hard, the break loses swing and starts sounding clipped. So if that happens, back off and do a little clip trimming instead. Often the best results come from combining gate control with manual editing, not relying on one processor to do everything. Now add drum bus. This is where the amen starts to get that clean but dangerous character. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%. If you want a bit more jungle grime, nudge crunch upward, but don't overdo it unless you want the break to lean more raw and ragged. Transients can usually come up a bit to make the hits read more clearly. Be careful with boom. For this use case, it's usually off or very subtle because you don't want extra low-end weight fighting the actual bass system. The important thing is that the break feels more assertive, not flattened into a brick. Here's the rule: priority goes to transient legibility, not loudness. If the layer only feels exciting when it's cranked, it probably still needs shaping. A good amen layer should still feel alive at a moderate level. After that, use compression lightly, preferably on a dedicated drum bus. Glue compressor is great for this. You're not trying to squash the break into submission. You're just trying to glue the hits together so they feel like one coherent performance element. Try a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 with a slower attack so the punch gets through, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest parts. If it's still too spiky, a little parallel compression on a return track can add density without killing the front edge. Now let's talk stereo, because this matters a lot in DNB. The center of the mix belongs to the kick, snare, sub, and key-based information. So keep the core amen layer mostly mono-compatible. Use utility to keep the width tight, maybe somewhere between 0 and 60%, depending on the source. If you want stereo excitement, keep it in the upper textures only. One smart approach is to split the break into a centered core layer and a separate high-only width layer. The core stays solid. The width layer can be filtered around the top end and widened a bit for air. That gives you a really strong DJ Tool style trick. Fade in the center first, then open the width as the phrase builds. It feels like the system is powering up. Very effective. Very pirate radio. Now we make the break behave like an edit instead of a loop. Use clip envelopes to automate volume. Filter or send levels on specific hits. Maybe you lower one weak ghost note by a couple dB. Maybe you boost a pickup snare right before a drop. Maybe you automate a filter sweep across the last two beats of a phrase. Tiny edits like that make the break feel intentional and performance ready. And don't be afraid to physically edit the clip. If one hit collides with the bass line, move the audio boundary by a few milliseconds instead of trying to fix everything with processing. In advanced drum and bass, tiny timing changes often solve what heavy processing only disguises. For space, use sends carefully. A short reverb or a rhythmic echo can add atmosphere, but this layer should stay defined. If you use reverb, keep the decay fairly short, around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, and high pass the return so the low mids don't bloom. If you use echo, keep the feedback modest and automated only on fills or transition hits. The goal is atmosphere with discipline, not a wash that blurs the groove. Now think arrangement. This amen layer should arrive and evolve in phrases. Maybe it appears filtered in the intro for 8 or 16 bars. Maybe it opens up just before the drop. Maybe it stays restrained under the main groove, then comes forward for 4 or 8 bars in the middle of the drop to spike energy. In a darker roller, it can be subtle and loop under the bass line. In a halftime switch-up, it can become the nervous top layer that keeps the section alive. This is the big conceptual point. Don't use the MN like a static loop. Use it like a density dial. A little more here, a little less there, and suddenly that arrangement feels composed instead of repeating. Before you call it done, do a final mix check with the rest of the track. Never trust solo mode too much. Soloed, the break can sound amazing. In context, it might be stepping on the snare, crowding the bass, or making the whole mix feel smaller. So check it with the kick, snare, and sub playing. Switch to mono and make sure it doesn't fall apart. Listen for buildup around 200 to 400 Hz. Listen for harshness when the bass opens up in the 1 to 4 kHz zone. If the layer is too much, reduce density before you reduce volume. Often the fix is in the tone and timing, not the fader. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the break. Don't overcompress until the swing disappears. Don't make it too wide. Don't let it fight the main snare. And don't use reverb like a blanket. In DNB, precision wins. If you want to push this further for darker or heavier tracks, build a second ghost note layer. Duplicate the break, high pass it aggressively, and add a touch of saturation. That gives you extra motion without extra weight. You can also resample the cleaned break once you like the chain. That locks the sound in and makes arranging much faster. And if you want a more pirate radio flavor, automate a slow filter move so it sounds like the break is coming through a radio chain that's being driven hard. For your practice, make three versions from the same amen source. One clean utility version for intro or transition use. One fuller drop support version. And one short fill or switch-up version with a filter move, a stutter, or a missing hit. Keep the center clear, check all three in mono, and save the setup as a reusable rack or group track. If switching between them every couple of bars makes the energy change feel obvious without the mix getting messy, you've built a proper DJ Tool percussion system. So remember the core idea. Clean the amen enough to support the mix, but leave enough grit and swing to deliver pirate radio energy. In advanced Ableton work, the break is not just percussion. It's motion, friction, and tension. Treat it like a performance tool, and it'll make your drum and bass track feel alive.